This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made the case for a progressive policy agenda in his third annual State of the State address.
While education and economic opportunity are the engine, there is more to New York. There is a social compact because we are a community based on progressive principles, and we must remain that progressive capital of the nation.
The Democrat's speech pivoted away from themes that have dominated his previous State of the States, like fiscal prudence and cutting taxes. While Cuomo talked about these things, he spent most of the 78-minute address exhorting lawmakers to raise the minimum wage, radically reform campaign finance laws, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and give the state what Cuomo called the toughest assault weapons ban in the country. WNYC's Anna Sale attended the speech at the State Convention Center in Albany and joins us now. Anna, we knew the governor was going to address gun laws and also rebuilding after Hurricane Sandy. But was there surprise in the room by the progressive undertow of the speech?
I think there was a surprise because of his emphasis on these issues. A lot of these policy proposals we'd heard before, decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana, increasing the minimum wage, public financing of campaigns, but didn't get the kind of sweeping sort of applause lines that we had in this speech today. For example, last year, the governor talked about abortion rights and needing to pass the Reproductive Health Act, which affirms abortion rights under state law here in New York. It didn't pass. This year, he asked for it again, but he did it as part of this 10-point agenda that he called, where he's calling for a Women's Equality Act, when he brought in everything from pay equity to sexual harassment protections to abortion rights. So clearly, he may have been paying attention to the presidential campaign last year, but listen to his tone as he talked about this during the speech.
Protect a woman's freedom of choice, enact the Reproductive Health Act, because it's her body, it's her choice.
Sounds like you got a standing ovation for that line, Anna.
That's right. It was the first one of the speech.
And as I mentioned, gun control, he proposed some ways to toughen New York's gun measures. What are the specifics of his proposal on that?
It's pretty wide-ranging, everything from dealing with mental health to looking at tightening the assault weapons ban, which we do have in New York State. He focused on high-capacity magazines, wants to ban them completely, no matter when they were manufactured. He wants to require background checks for any private sale of guns. He wants to make gun permitting more uniform across the state instead of this patchwork of different things happening in different counties. And so he sort of signaled that he was going to, you know, go big on gun control in this speech, and lawmakers had been kind of going over this and coming out of it, both in the Senate and the Assembly, leaders were talking about being close to a deal, possibly as early as this week.
Next week, Congress is scheduled on January 15th to vote on the second round of Hurricane Sandy recovery aid. What did Governor Cuomo say about post-Sandy recovery today?
He talked about many of the things we've heard him say already. He took some time to shame Congress about not passing the bulk of the federal aid that's been pending in Washington. He also talked about priorities being investments in infrastructure like subways, better planning for utilities, abolishing the Long Island Power Authority. But he also returned to climate change, and he called for lowering the regional carbon emissions cap. That's not something we've heard before. Take a listen.
It's inarguable that the sea is warmer and that there is a changing weather pattern. And the time to act is now. We must lower the regional greenhouse gas emission cap.
So, Anna, a big agenda for Governor Cuomo. What is the mood among lawmakers you spoke to? How much of this do you think is going to happen?
That's right. Governor Cuomo himself called it the most ambitious agenda of his time in office. But he's confident. He feels like with this joint leadership in the Senate, instead of being just controlled by Republicans, that there are some Democrats in the Senate leadership, that he's got a better chance of getting the progressive side of his agenda through than he did for the 2 years when Republicans fully controlled the Senate.
WNYC's Anna Sale joining us from Albany. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you, Amy.